The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Catherine Morgan Show, episode 49. We're almost to 50. That's exciting. Today, we are going to be talking about something that a lot of you have written to me about, and that is how to make your corrections work for you, how to remember them, how to improve them from them, how to apply them, because getting all the corrections in the world won't really help you if you don't know how to implement them. So that is what we're going to talk about today. The first thing I would advise, and this is something you probably have already heard, but hear me out, is to write them down at the end of every class. Now, I know that's easier said than done, so I want to help you figure out how to do that, again, to make it work for you. I touched on this in my recent Ballet Hacks video, but I want to kind of go in depth with it here. So find a notebook that's cute or that you like or, you know, anyone or just some random notebook you have lying around the house. Doesn't have to be fancy. And I would do each page as a week. Okay, I wouldn't do each page as a day. Do each page as a week. You can either just do bullet points or decorate it or do whatever you guys like to do, but make sure that you have space for each day of the week on one page. So on Monday, after your class, think back. What were the corrections you were given that stuck out to you or that you got, if you can remember every single one of them? And the way to remember all of them is to go back through, if you can, the combinations. Go through your head. All right, pliés. Did I get any corrections at pliés? Did I hear any corrections at pliés? Don't be afraid to write down other people's corrections. That's a great way to improve. Always take corrections as if they were directed at you. Okay, then tendus. Then dégagés. And while you might not be able to remember the combination, you probably will remember the corrections you got. And do that throughout all of class. You know, okay, turns, did I get any turn corrections? Did I get any jump corrections? And do this every day during the week, every single day after every class. Don't wait till you get home. Take 5 minutes right after class, if you can, to write them down, because the longer you wait to do it, the less likely you are to remember. So then at the end of the week, I'd say on Saturday after class or Sunday or whenever you stop dancing for the week, go back through all your corrections. And that's why it's beneficial to have them on one page. Are there any common denominators? Did you get told to turn out every single day, whether it would be at bar or in center? Oh, make sure your pirouettes turned out. Make sure your tendus are turned out. Did you get shoulders down? Did you get, you know, find the common denominators, even, you know, the top two or three. Keep it simple. You don't have to, you know, go every single one you got the same. The most frequent corrections you were given, I'd say top two. Then you start the next week. At the top of the next week's page, write down, this week I'm going to work on, and those two corrections you got last week. And this goes on week to week. So then you start focusing on those top two things you got all week long previously. Still in that week, continuing to write down the corrections you get, but that particular week you focus on those two things in class. So it gives you a direction. It gives you a focus and a goal. Still writing down everything your teacher says. All right, today I had shoulders up, this and that. But this just gives you a goal. So then you repeat it the next week at the end on Saturday or Sunday. Okay, what were my common denominators this week? And focus on those next week. And if it's still the same as the previous week, you know you still need to work on that. So this can really help you focus in class, give you a goal, give you a direction. Because, you know, as a student, I've been there, you get all these corrections, turn out, lift up, pull down, you know, pull your stomach in, shoulders down. And it can be completely overwhelming, and you don't know where to start. You feel like you are so untalented, and you really have no clue as to what you should be focusing on primarily. Like, what is the number one thing I have to focus on? A lot of students actually ask me that. If you could pick one thing I could focus on, what would it be? This is how you can determine that, by looking over your corrections all week long and finding the common denominators and starting to focus on that. I'm telling you, you guys, that is going to make such an improvement in your dancing. Such an improvement. And it's also going to help you from getting overwhelmed. So once you start directing your focus, you're going to see improvement. And then if you stop suddenly getting turnout corrections, you know you've improved. You know what I mean? Then you can say, okay, you know what? You can look back over the weeks and say, I didn't get as many turnout corrections this week. I must be improving. And that is going to put you in such a good mood and give you such fire to keep improving and not get completely overwhelmed and feel like you're a terrible dancer. So that is my first advice with your corrections. Write them down as soon as you possibly can, all on one page for the week. Circle the common denominators and focus on those couple of things the following week while still continuing to write down corrections. Okay, so let's say you are one of those people that gets frustrated by your corrections. I think I've said this in an episode before. I know I've said it on YouTube, but a correction is not a criticism. It is a piece of information to make your life easier. So start shifting your focus as, okay, my teacher's giving me this because they're trying to help me out. They're trying to make my life easier. So if they're giving me lots of turnout corrections, I need to maybe focus on that. And they're trying to help me out to make me look better. So with these pieces of information, if let's say you're getting a lot of turnout corrections, it's probably because you don't have the strength to hold your turnout. So that can also kind of give you direction to say, all right, you know what? I need to really strengthen my turnout muscles. Or if your shoulders are constantly up, you need to work on your posture. Or if you get constantly, okay, my feet aren't pointing, I need to work on my feet. Not just in class, but outside of class. It can really give you a direction as to what kind of cross training and supplemental exercises you should be doing. So a lot can come from this, guys. Don't just think when a teacher says turn out, it means you're turned in. You know what I mean? Say, okay, they're trying to tell me I need to build this kind of muscle strength, I need to do this outside of class, and they're trying to make me look better. They're trying to help make my life easier when I'm on stage or when I'm in auditions or when I'm trying to, you know, be in a performance. So remember that. They're just trying to help you and they're on your side. A teacher does not go, speaking from a teacher's perspective, I don't go into the class in a way that I'm going to hate all my kids and let's see what they do wrong today. I get really excited when I see people improve. I get really excited when something clicks or I'll see it in their face that suddenly something is working. So remember, they're going to be on your side. Now on the flip side of all this, some of you might say, well, I never get corrections. My teacher doesn't correct me. And I've said this before on YouTube. Remember, this is your career. This is your dancing career. And if you're not going to stand up for yourself, nobody will. So what you can do is outside of class, go up to your teacher and say, hi, can I talk to you for a minute? And then explain your concerns. Say, look, I really would like to be pushed. Put it on yourself. I would really appreciate it if you could correct me more and really help me with my blank. Or I really would like to be pushed. I really like to be challenged. And I feel like I'm not getting as many corrections as other kids. And the teacher will say, okay, great, I will correct you. I certainly know I would. If a student feels I wasn't pushing them enough, I'd want to know. And then I would be more than happy to push them. I think sometimes teachers worry about pushing too much because nowadays everybody's trying to be politically correct and they don't want to offend people or offend the parents. So sometimes teachers hold back because they're worried about you taking it badly or your parents taking it badly. So if someone came up to me and said, look, I want you to push me, I want you to challenge me, I would do it. So know that from a teacher's perspective, if you feel you're not getting corrected enough, say something. Because if you don't, you're not getting the most out of your training. So regardless of what kind of corrections or how and this and that, remember guys, it's a piece of information and you need to write down that information so you can retain it and work on it. And if you start using this system, I guarantee you it's going to help you improve your dancing. So for today's Katie's Corner, guys, I'm going to do one last reminder, the Katherine Morgan Scholarship. Entry is available. You can enter up until the 29th. So that's only a couple days away. So if you haven't entered, go to the show notes page or go to my website, katherinemorganonline.com. It's right up on the toolbar on the top. It says scholarship. Go apply because you only have a couple days left. So I just want to put that reminder out there. Remember, the winner will receive $1,000 towards their dance training and be featured on my YouTube channel. So please go apply if you haven't. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Katherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Katherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Katherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening and I will see you guys next time.